Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to EV News Daily. Coming up today, MG launches the S5 EV. The FBI forms a Tesla task force and Revel expands charging to the West Coast. Plus, stay tuned because later in the show, I'll tell you which EV drivers can now get access to Tesla superchargers, including some which technically shouldn't. Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. EV News Daily is your trusted source of EV information. Wednesday, 26th of March, I'm Martin Lee, and I go through every EV story every day, so you don't have to, so you're on top of the news, but you save all the time. And you can support the show if you want via Patreon. It's how I earn a living, so your support is massively appreciated. patreon.com/EVNewsDaily. Let's start with talking about a replacement to the MG ZS EV. That is the MG S5 EV. Now, that enters a very competitive B-segment market. MG's fifth electric vehicle built on the same platform as the MG4. Now, if you don't get these vehicles, it's because they're mainly European ones. The MG4 has actually sold 42,000 units in the UK already. It launched in September 2022. It's the third best-selling EV in private retail, and the prices are really good. MG is a very established brand here. Many people don't really care that it's Chinese these days. It just seems very British. There's dealers everywhere, and the cars are very good. David Allison, MG's UK head of product planning, noted the segment represents 30% of UK car markets, including making it an ideal time to launch a new model. I had the original ZS EV, and we really liked it as a family car. Now, it wasn't the best EV, as in it didn't have the world's greatest app. It would not AC charge unless you locked it, which is honestly fine. But it had quirks and things and foibles, and when you got used to them, absolutely fine. We didn't have the refreshed one, which got a bit of a new look. The MG4 took a leap on, much like the MG5, the estate, then got a refresh. In China, those cars are ROW, by the way, ROEWE, I think it is. And so when it comes to the new MG, we're looking forward to seeing what they come with. And the S5 is actually bigger than the outgoing ZS EV. In terms of dimensions, I'll run through those very quickly. It's 4.48 metres long. That's 176.4 inches. And it's 1.8 metres wide, or 72.8 inches. It's larger than the MG4. Boot space particularly is where you notice it. So the MG4, the little hatchback, has 363 litres. This is 453 litres. Much more of a usable space, family car. The design has the same inspiration, the split grille that you'll see on the Cyberster. You can't get Cyberster in every MG dealership, I think, but you can get them in some. And if you go to the MG website, it'll tell you on the map there which ones are Cyberster dealers. If you want to go have a look at one, you'll see some similar styling on the new S5 EV. Integrated low beams, full width, rear light bar. Alloy wheels, different styles on the 17 or the 18-inch wheels, depends on the trim. So here, it's either called SE trim or Trophy trim. And what's really interesting about this is it's not a bargain basement price. Let me go through the specs, then I'll give you the prices. Like, first of all, the specs. SE trim, Trophy trim, like I say, if you're familiar with MG, that's very standard. SE comes in standard range, small battery, and SE long range. And then there's Trophy long range. SE standard range has the 49 kilowatt hour battery, WLTP at 211 miles, that's 340 Ks. The SE long range and the Trophy long range use the larger battery. They differ by about 10 miles, must be weight or something, between about 290 and 300 miles. So that's pretty good, 300 miles for an EV, that's 480 Ks. Well, charging speeds are 120 kilowatts for the small battery and 170, a little faster, I think it's 135 maybe for the big battery, I'll double check on that. It's 170 kilowatt rear motor, which makes it pretty quick actually. 0 to 62 time is 6.3 seconds. That's really rapid. Now, I promised pricing. It starts at 28,495. So that is SE spec standard range. And that is not mega cheap, but it is cheaper than the RRP, I think, for the outgoing ZS EV. Then it's 31,000 UK pounds. That's all in, obviously. We pay VAT. That's the advertised price for SE long range and 33.5 for the Trophy long range. Trophy's a good spec. Heated front seats, heated steering wheel, electric boot, and all that kind of stuff. 12.8 inch infotainment screen, 12.25 inch digital cockpit display. Really improved from the version that I had. And it's on the same platform as the MG4, but they seem to have, looking at the reviews today, sorted out some of the things about the MG4, maybe the overzealous ADAS systems. You can turn those off now, and this looks like a really good option now in this its market. Adaptive cruise, 7 airbags, forward collision warning, rear cross traffic alert. That's very useful, actually. Advanced driving systems, MG Pilot, and it's not basement bargain cheap. You know, starting at 28.5, going up to 33.5 is cheaper than some. But you might want to have a look at maybe the smaller battery Kia EV3, my current crush, and decide. You know, the Korean stuff is really good. It's very efficient, and you might prefer that. So it's I would say it's ballpark, on the cheaper end ballpark. Of course, I don't have monthly offers. Now, it's coming in April to UK, Europe a little bit later, and then we'll get the monthly offers, and we'll see. It's traditionally where MG are good. They've done 0% finance deals when others haven't, by the way. Oh, and what it probably means, if you want to get the outgoing ZS EV now, in the next 4 weeks, the pre-reg ones are going to be at dealers. And they're a £30,000 vehicle. They're going to be 17 or 18 as they just shift remaining stock. That's a very good choice. Now, you might think, look, in 4 years' time, it's going to be almost 2030. Don't want to have that EV in 2030. It's not exactly going to be cutting edge at the turn of the decade. You're right, but if you don't care about that, I don't really care about that. In terms of maybe it's a second EV or a family car, then it's going to be absolutely knock your socks off value. When you think the little Leap motor T03, the Dacia Spring, they're 14, 15,000. Well, the ZS EV is a much bigger car. Or maybe you'll wait for this new one, because it is on a whole new proper EV platform, and I think it's the real deal. Hey, it's exciting. MG, one of the big, really big EV sellers here in the UK, so thought I'd go big on that today and properly dive into all the details. Let me know what you think. Now, this is crazy news from the United States coming in overnight. The FBI announced yesterday that they are creating a task force to address attacks on Teslas. For months, Tesla cars, charging stations and facilities have been targeted with vandalism, arson and even gunfire whilst people are driving their vehicles. Wow. Peaceful protests have taken place. That's fine. We're all allowed to peacefully protest and have our say. And if you want to dissuade somebody from buying a Tesla, well, then let them give them the information. They'll make up their mind. They'll buy the car or not buy the car. If you want to criticize the company for being very much politicized these days. I wish it wasn't. However, that's the world we live in. I didn't do this. I'm just reporting the news. I wish it wasn't. But now the FBI, this is crazy, are urging Tesla owners to stay alert for signs of attacks. Like, this is, they're putting you on high alert. I hate all this kind of high alert stuff. It just makes you feel on edge all the time. Like, modern media does it. Now the FBI are doing it. Be on high alert. Look out for people ready to attack you. I think it just leads to a very anxious way of life. But they say they're suggesting surveillance, looking out for trespassers and online threats. The FBI Assistant Director for Public Affairs, Ben Williamson, saying yesterday the task force will collaborate with other agencies to prosecute individuals involved in attacks on Teslas. FBI Director labeled them domestic terrorism, repeating phrases that have been put out there by the Tesla CEO on social media, parroting those, if you like. Attorney General Pam Bondi echoing the sentiment as well, saying that three people have been charged, but that is actually quite old news. That happened weeks ago, I believe. And then I think at least two of them saying, yeah, we've charged three people with this. Yeah, you did a long time ago, sort of presenting it as new news. Careful on that. FBI reported anti-Tesla incidents in at least 9 states over the weekend just gone. These attacks occurring at night, often lone offenders, the FBI say, not a coordinated attack. This is private individuals off their own backs. It's not some sort of coordinated effort, which makes things harder when things like incendiary devices are used. The agency reported 48 incidents so far that they are investigating now in March this month. Graffiti that expresses political grievance has also been common in this vandalism. It's just awful, isn't it? And I wish that EVs weren't tied up in that. Now, let's move on, please. Let's move on quickly. Free to Move, with the number numerical 2 in between Free to Move. A provider of mobility like car sharing is expanding their fleet in Germany, the company adding 300 little Fiat 500Es. They're adding them to Berlin, Cologne and Dusseldorf. The new Fiat 500E is a great little car. Nice 10.25-inch touchscreen, Apple CarPlay, Android Auto, Bluetooth connectivity, good ADAS stuff like the adaptive cruise and lane departure. All works really well. Interior is nice, exterior is good styling, and Free to Move has launched a fully digital charging experience, they say, through their app. They introduced it last year in Paris, in last summer, now available in German cities where Free to Move operates. It allows you to access charging stations without a card or anything like that. Just use the app, and real-time availability on port availability, connector types, and even the charging output of the charger, which charging locations are being used, where they are on a map, and helping their drivers to plan their parking and their rental returns as well. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk about Europe's sales numbers are in. We've got the final data coming in. We've pretty much pieced it all together already, but we'll run through that for you. It's very, very interesting as we head towards the end of the quarter. And Audi revealing a new A5 with a plug-in powertrain, but it's not quite that plug-in hybrid powertrain that I'm so keen of with the Volkswagen Group at the moment. But it's good, and I'll tell you all about it soon. Stick around. Back in a mo.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Okay, it has been a mo. If you'd like to support the podcast by removing the ads in the Patreon feed, you can do that. Check out patreon.com/evnewsdaily. Now, the February numbers are in, and the Car Manufacturers Association, the ACEA, publishing the final February data. We've pretty much pieced this all together already, but we now get the final data for February, and it's really good news for electric vehicles. In February in Europe, we registered 164,148 new electric vehicles. In terms of comparing month February to the same time last year, so it's good to do that to avoid seasonal differences, that's a 26% increase Feb this year compared to Feb last year. EVs are on the increase. I saw some headlines only this morning putting together tomorrow's podcast because Toyota have delayed some battery plans. And it was like, Toyota delays battery plans amidst the slump in EVs. What slump? Toyota might be not be selling any. That's their problem. Europe is up 26% year on year. The numbers are really good, especially when consumers' confidence is not always very high. In fact, the overall car market in Europe was down 2.5%. It dipped below a million units. But BEVs held up 17% market share in Europe. That's up 3.8% from the same month last year. And there were 72,639 plug-in hybrids. That's a 7.5% share. So it's 25% share in Europe, plug-in vehicles. Things are looking good, by the way. Very happy in the year 2025 that a quarter of cars sold can be plugged in to the wall. I think we're on the right trajectory. February was the best month for BEVs, pure BEVs, seen in Europe, combined with January. So Jan, Feb together, EV registrations, over 329,000 units. That's up 31% compared to last year. But there has been an outlier. Yes, many people are saying, but is it all good news? Well, it's not, and this is the headline that everybody else went with, and I won't go with this headline because we've been talking about it a lot. There was one outlier. EVs did really well, but Tesla halved. Tesla's market share dropped further. Its European market share has now gone down from 9.6 to 7.7 for the year. And JATO Dynamics' Felipe Munoz, I'll put it in his words, not mine, and I quote, "Tesla is experiencing a period of immense change. Brands like Tesla are particularly vulnerable to registration declines when undertaking a model changeover," end quote. So that talks about how the Model Y is, they're still selling the old Model Y, but the new Juniper is not yet shipping in big numbers, and that's affected them. In February, Model Y registrations were down 56% in Europe, only 8,800 units. So Tesla fans tell me, look, you're going too big on this news because all you're talking about is Tesla sales halving. It's obviously going to happen when there's a model changeover. I agree with you to a point. And I agree if you're a Tesla superfan, you know, you're wedded to the company and you're a massive Elon fan and whatnot, it can feel like a personal attack when a company's not doing well or a company makes missteps or becomes politicized and you feel like everyone's picking on you and they're genuinely not. This is just the data. This is just what we're seeing. Tesla's the most important EV maker in the world, so we have to talk about it. And so I agree that Model Y changeover is happening, so let's look at the Model 3. That changeover happened a year ago in Europe, so the new Model 3 Highland is going great guns, right? No. That was also down by 14%. It's not just a Model Y thing, but the Model Y thing is exacerbating the issue. Model 3 sales are also cratering. And so that allowed Volkswagen to become the top EV maker with 19,565 units sold. That's 20,000 for VW, up 180%, and it shoves Tesla right down the rankings to 15,000 units. Other brands with big growth include BMW. Audi did really well, up 70%. Renault, Kia, and BMW reporting BEVs, now 20% of their business in Europe. Chinese brands, how do they do? Actually, very well. Chinese brands registered about 20,000 new EVs in Europe in February, surpassing Tesla. Yeah, Tesla about 15,000 in total, and the Chinese brands, and some of them individually in market share, even bigger than Tesla, which is crazy, right? Volvo did really well, 6,656 BEVs, they're in the top 10. The top five best-selling models include the VW ID4, new Renault 5, that's doing really well, and the VW ID7. Because of its sharp decline in sales in February, the Model Y was down 56% with the model changeover, completely dropping out of the top 10 charts there at Tesla. That's the final wrap-up of February data. We can put that to bed now, I'm pleased to say, because we've been talking about Tesla sales decline for a little bit too long. But it's where we are. Next time we come back to this topic, I think we'll be talking about Tesla's Q1 numbers, because in a couple of weeks' time, we'll actually get the full global Q1 data from Tesla. And we'll see how they don't split out the model numbers, unfortunately, but the registration stuff we can piece together. And we'll see how much of it has really been because of the Model Y changeover and how much of it is other things, we'll say. Right, Audi revealing their new plug-in hybrid powertrain in the new A5. It's not, I would say, the powertrain that I really love from Volkswagen Group at the minute, which I think will do you pretty much all of your electric miles, but this might do you. 6 months after launching the A4 successor, Volvo added two new plug-in hybrid versions of the A5. This move aims to keep benefiting those who enjoy tax advantages. I think Germany has still got some tax advantages with plug-in hybrids. Certainly the UK has, with benefit in kind tax for companies. Cars. These are big improvements. The battery capacity is now 26 kilowatt hours or 21 usable. Charging is 11 kilowatt AC, but only AC. So this is not the latest DC fast charging option that Volkswagen Group do have access to, that you've seen in VW, Skodas and Seats. It's DC fast charging. And the Audi A5 plug-in hybrid will take about 2.5 hours to charge on AC. So it's not one for short stops, but on the positive side, all the regen stuff is there. It'll regen at 88 kilowatts with the electric motor handling 90% of deceleration events. So you'll very rarely be touching the brake pedal. So you're saving money there on brake pads and discs replacement. The adaptive recuperation mode based on traffic conditions works well. The battery design is a cell-to-pack technology. It's 1 square meter in total. It's 18 centimeters high. It's cell to pack technology, so the cells are directly attached to the battery housing rather than being made into modules first and then put together. This increases the density and reduces costs. And trunk space, boot space in the new plug-in hybrid is 331 litres, which is great. About 361 for the estate version, the Avant, which I love. Audi's plug-in hybrid lineup includes the Saloon and the Avant models with standard all-wheel drive, quattro power, entry-level version, 220 kilowatts, that's about 300 horsepower or so. Higher-end models, 270 kilowatts of power, that's about 360 horsepower. 2-litre four-cylinder engines, but the electric motor will do 105 kilowatts. So that'll get you through most events in terms of electric power. In Germany, starts at €62,000 for the Saloon, €64,000 for the estate, and it'll do 0 to 60, 5.1 seconds, so rapid for the top version. You want to know how many miles it'll go on electric power, right? Well, you can work that out in terms of the battery size being 21 kilowatt hours, but they say it'll do, on WLTP, 110 kilometers or 68 miles. So really, really good. Not quite the plug-in hybrid powertrain that's DC fast chargeable that we've seen on some Volkswagens, but it's good. It's good stuff. You obviously get your high-performance version of the S-Line trim on that as well. Waymo, very quickly, I'll mention Waymo, the driving branch of Alphabet, are pretty much the top player in the robo-taxi industry. They're out there doing it right now in the wild. And the former CEO, saying in an interview with Business Insider, the CEO who led it until 2021, says that Tesla is a vehicle maker with a driver assistance program. and they're nothing more. He said, and I quote, Tesla has aspired to compete with Waymo for nearly 10 years, but they don't. They're a car company with a driver assisting system. They haven't delivered a single fully autonomous revenue generating ride, something Waymo has done a million times a month, end quote. That's true. We'll see in June. So Tesla's version of Waymo launches in June in Texas, and we'll see. Well, let's judge it then. If Tesla have put it all together and can be a competitor to Waymo, they are providing 200,000 rides weekly across U.S. cities, coming to Washington, I think, very soon. He also criticized the design of the Cybercab, but I suppose that's subjective. But he knows, you know, he's the former CEO of Waymo, so he knows what he's talking about. He said that any serious company would not design the Cybercab. They said if you were serious about a safe and accessible robo-taxi business, it looks nothing like what they've shown. So, no, obviously, you know, no love lost between Tesla and Waymo. And he was being pretty punchy with his statements there. He said that you need a robust sensor set, you need LiDAR, and he says you need it. You know all the stuff that Waymo are using and Tesla aren't using it, and they won't be able to do it. But hey, let's wait till June. Tesla are launching their robo-taxi in June. We've no doubt, the Tesla fans have no doubt they will hit that target because the CEO has promised, and he's never lied before. Revel is a Brooklyn-based EV charging company, and they launched their first West Coast charging station in San Francisco's Mission District near the 101 freeway. The station has 12 Kempower chargers. Ooh, it's Kempower stuff. Oh, yeah, it's good stuff. And they are delivering 320 kilowatts of power each, and they've got J3400 connectors. Ding, ding, ding. North American charging. It operates 24/7. And costs 59 cents per kilowatt, which some people think is ridiculously expensive, and I would bite your hand off for that because it's about half of what we pay. San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie attended the ribbon-cutting ceremony. The city leads the nation in EV ownership, with 35% of new vehicle sales being electric last year, compared to the US national average of 8%. Revel plans to install 125 chargers across San Francisco, Oakland, San Jose, and South San Francisco within a year. Now, some good news. We'll finish off with this. Hyundai has introduced their DC fast charging adapter for their battery electric vehicles, including those on the EGMP platform. So you've got the Konas and you've got the EGMP cars. Doubles the number of available DC fast charging stations because you can now use Tesla superchargers, which is great news. That is officially switched on. So Kona, Ioniq 5, Ioniq 6, and the Ioniq 5N, which is classed as a different vehicle. The 2025 model year versions of those get a free CCS Denax adapter for qualifying customers. If you owned or leased these vehicles on January 31st this year, then you can get your free adapter. Hyundai Motor North America Senior VP, E.C. Boyle, noting that Hyundai EV customers now have access to those 20,000 Tesla superchargers, doubling the options, enhancing public charging, and supporting EV adoption. They said Hyundai is promoting EV adoption with models featuring fast charging NACS sockets from now on, the ones built in the United States, native NACS, as it's often called, including the Ioniq 5 and the Ioniq 9, the big one. The company is increasing EV and battery production in Savannah, Georgia, and expanding charging support through Iona as well, an investment in that. Now, if you are an eligible owner, you can claim your adapter by going into your My Hyundai account. And starting on April 7th, you'll get an email to verify your details, your shipping address. Within 60 days, you'll get your adapter for free. That's amazing. Well done, Hyundai. A small fee would be understandable, but you're getting yours for free like Ford have done, for instance. New Hyundai EVs, like the refreshed Ioniq 5, have NACS standard, a J3400 port as standard. So you don't need an adapter at a Tesla supercharger, but you will do to the other DC fast charging stations to do adapter the other way. Unless, like I say, those new Kempower ones in San Francisco, they come with J3400 plugs on. You wouldn't need an adapter there. So those models are not eligible for a free adapter. Now, here's the thing. Since Kia and Hyundai share the same platform, Kia owners could initially bypass the restrictions by identifying their vehicles as a Hyundai for a week or so sometime last year, wasn't it? And that loophole was closed. And it seems like it's now open again because Kia began distributing their own NACS adapters. But the official supercharger access, because they're different things, actually this is Tesla allowing Kias to come along and charge, that's still pending. With Hyundai now, as of today, officially being switched on by Tesla for the supercharger network, well, Kia owners have been testing it. And it works. So that's a good thing, right? Users can start charging through the Tesla app if you use the official Kia adapter or a third-party adapter, actually. And actually, the new Kia EV6, is that native NACS now already? Either way, Kia had previously said that supercharger access would be available this quarter. So that should be, well, you've got a week left, Kia. You think if Hyundai's have turned it on, then Tesla should turn it on for Kia. But there is a way around it, isn't there? So Kia owners can get it, even though they're not meant to. And that's your podcast for today. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed the updates today. Our premium partners on Patreon are Porsche of the Village in Cincinnati, Audi of Cincinnati East, and Volvo Cars of Cincinnati East, National Car Charging on the US mainland, and Aloha Charge in Hawaii, and Octopus Electroverse, global public charging made simple with one app and one map. Have a good one. See you tomorrow. And remember, there's no such thing as a self-charging hybrid.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.